the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Some of the strangest things happen and occur when you're on the edge, right, Denise? Brains, look at where you landed. At the spot. On the edge. At the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. I know, I trimmed my afro, so it's a little shorter than usual. But the brain is still intact. And speaking of brains, look who we got. We got Denise Dorfman, all the way from Virginia, okay? And we're going to have a stimulating conversation because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of energy. And I love to have conversations with people that do energy work. She's an energy worker. You know, that's life force. That's movement. That's synergy. That's energy. That's very, very powerful. In addition to that, she used to work in the corporate world. We're going to talk a little bit about that. She forgot. I realized I did my research. No. And telecommunications and what all that is all about. We're going to talk about her book. She is a fantastic author. We really want you to get inside the pages of her book and her aha moment. What is her inspiration about health and wellness and how she is recovering and living with lupus, an autoimmune disease that attacks a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So let's welcome her to the edge. Good morning, Denise Dorfman.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here, April.
Yes, me and the brains are happy to have you. So how's the weather there in Virginia today?
It's beautiful. It's about 65 degrees. So it's warm, sunny, lovely weather. And we've been having rain, cold. It's been miserable. Well, we're getting a break.
65 degrees here in California is frigid. So I'm so
glad warm here.
I'm so glad to have you here. I am, and us to be together. Tell us a little bit about you and your story and your history.
Okay. Well, I spent, like you said, 26 years in the corporate world in customer service and finance. I have an MBA. I was diagnosed with lupus at 30 years old. Of course, it was devastating. It was, I went to the doctor one day. I had stiff hands, and my lab work was totally off. My blood count was low, platelet count was low, and I just didn't feel very well. So, I started doing some work with Louise Hay. And I changed my mindset. And my biggest aha moment, I've had a lot of them over the years, but my biggest aha moment was that I found out by working with Louise Hay that the probable mental cause, at least, and it really resonated with me, was, you know, better to die than stand up for yourself, that lupus was giving up. And I just realized that throughout my life, at least this worked for me, that I didn't stand up for myself. I allowed myself to be picked on. And I think one of the biggest takeaways for you brains is love yourself enough to respect yourself, to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me dial back on a couple things that I want to be educated on. But let me tell you my Louise Hay story. Girl, you're not going to believe this.
So
I go to a corporate event, a networking event, and there's a reflexologist there. And he's doing all this great work with, you know, with the feet and all that. So he says, well, can you come to my home? I have a private, and I can work with you there. And I said, okay. So I go. I'm sitting next to this lovely lady. She is pouring into me like no other. I mean, we are vibing and we're connected with energy and source, and she's so relaxed. I go to leave. He goes, do you know who you were talking to?
Oh, my
goodness. And I was like, no. He said, you were talking to the great Louise Hay.
Oh my gosh. You're so.
I'm sitting there for an hour. I asked her all to myself. Oh, and I'm telling you. I was like, wow. And it was incredible. It was incredible.
Wow.
So my story.
Wow.
So
wow.
Now, let's dial back a little bit further.
Okay.
To lupus. Because I had a friend that had lupus, and she had to go and get a lot of blood transfusions. And I know, you know, my dear friend, celebrities that have lupus as well. But let me try to understand, is it an autoimmune disease? Is it a cancer is it a cancer of the blood? I don't understand what it is.
It's autoimmune. It's an autoimmune disease. They believe it's where the immune system attacks itself. But very little is known about it, and people just, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's not much they can do. As far as I know, there's only one medication that treats the symptoms, which is Plaquenil. That's an old medication that just helps with inflammation. But the good news is, I got it about 20 years ago, and they were saying 20 years ago that it was fatal. But people are living with it, which is excellent.
Well, and I hear too, again, because I'm being educated just like you are, brains, that it can attack certain organs. I have a friend of mine, a celebrity friend that has lupus, but it is attacking his kidneys.
Yes, that's called nephritis. It's lupus nephritis, or I think it's nephritic lupus. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's one of the, and it can attack the spleen as well. I've had a swollen spleen before, and it can be, you know, kind of painful and tender there. And it can also cause swollen glands, lymph nodes and stuff. So it's such an unfortunate disease.
It can show up all different kinds of ways. I mean, some people say that
exactly.
A loss of hair, or, you know, nervousness or nausea, or, you know, so there's a lot of things that can happen. Wow. So when you went into the doctor, you said that you had stiffness in your hands, and then, you know, just it elevated.
Yeah, my hands were sort of hurting. They were hurting, and I couldn't move them very well. So I went to the internal medicine doctor, and she correctly diagnosed me with lupus. That's another thing. It can take years to get to the correct diagnosis. So fortunately, the doctor diagnosed me pretty quickly.
So tell me a little bit about how that impacted your life so much that you wanted to go outside of the traditional realms and go a little deeper, work with Louise Hay, and find alternative sources to support you in your recovery. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So, like I said, that Louise Hay has a list. She has a list, and it. She said lupus was, you know, giving up, stand up for oneself. So that really resonated with me, and I decided to listen to her power thoughts, and I got it into my subconscious, and I did it before every night before going to bed, and I would record, it is easy to stand up for myself, it is safe to stand up for myself. And then I found myself at work standing up for myself, defending myself when attacked, pushing back when people, you know, kicked on me, which was a big change. How I grew up. And what I discovered was that within a pretty short time, I went to the rheumatologist, and I found out that I had disease. And he had been monitoring my lab work for a long time, for quite some time before he declared that. And I feel so fortunate. And I have no symptoms. I haven't had hardly a symptom at all ever since my 30s. So I feel very fortunate. And I also discovered meditation about the same time, and I meditated every day. And I joined a gym, I exercised, and I worked with a personal trainer who helped me with my diet. And I found that a lot of anti-inflammatory foods can help as well.
Everything I eat, I inflame. And I've noticing that now. Now that I've become a particular age, you know, there's certain breads that I'll eat or certain beverages that I'll drink, and I just really feel bloated afterwards. So, again, brains, you are what you eat, you know. But then sometimes we go, oh, that's so bland and that's so boring. Well, you need to learn to get some spices and some herbs and, you know, some great recipes and all that kind of stuff. So when you changed your diet and you changed your mindset and you started to meditate, all of a sudden you had an aha moment. What was your, when did you feel the change?
Well, I could feel it. I think as I was standing up for myself, as I was defending myself. And of course, Louise Hay always says, learn to love yourself more. Right. So I just respected myself. And I think another big ha-ha moment was when people's reactions, when you defend yourself,
girl, they
immediately back down.
You got to teach people how to treat you, you know?
Exactly.
People, I can't even say it. I get so excited. But it is. It's a learning experience. It is what you will allow. It's a setting boundaries. Is being comfortable with yourself, accepting and receiving a no. It's okay. You don't have to be combative and you don't have to be mean or anything, but be firm, right?
Exactly.
And that just made you feel all warm and fuzzy inside?
It kind of did, because I was kind of proud of myself, you know, because I had applied what I learned. And it had gotten into my subconscious, and that was, you know, doing it before bed every night, you know, with these powerful.
That's what I do. It's neuro linguistic programming. You are pre-programming your brain for how it is going to receive. I say what I want to manifest the night before I go to sleep, and I acknowledge it the first thing when I wake up in the morning, and it seems like you've planted a seed, and you just keep working at that. Sometimes you're going to run against obstacles and challenges, but that's okay. That doesn't mean stop. That just means to, you know, slow down and adjust, or maybe that just wasn't where you need to be at that particular time. So you took all of this, and you wrote a book. Tell us about Speak Your Truth.
Okay, well, Speak Your Truth is just about my journey. Basically, what I've said so far. And also, I give more specifics, you know, exercises and how I incorporated anti-inflammatory foods into my diet. And of course, meditating helped as well. It helped with, it helped sort of maintain my health. And I also go into a little bit about Reiki and how I got into energy healing and became a master level Reiki practitioner in 2010. But it's just a story of my journey. And if it can help one person, then I'm happy. You know, if it can help people, then, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely. And you took the time to do it. You didn't have to do that. You were in a healing process. You could have kept all this information for yourself. Where's your book? Let's see. We want to see a copy of it.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's a beautiful cover. I love orchids. It says Speak Your Truth. Okay. And you can purchase that on Amazon, correct?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Now, Brains, she has been gracious enough to send a couple copies. I am going to put those up, and you may be able to win a signature mug in addition to that, or a nice book bag. You know, I always got some extra tchotchkes for you, because I want you to read what is inside the pages of this book. You know, people just don't write books for shit and giggles. They do it because it's cathartic, and they want to share. They want you to heal. So if you're a winner of the book, please go in and definitely write a review on her behalf on your thoughts. That's how she's going to grow. That's how she's going to evolve as a Reiki master, as a health and wellness, and in her coaching and with her energy work. Now tell my brains, what is energy work? is different for other people. Everybody has a different definition. But what do you mean by energy work?
For me, well, it's not only Reiki, hands-on work, but to me, energy is non-local, and everything, energy is everywhere. Everything is energy, and we have a morphogenetic field around us, and to me, energy work is changing the field to raise the frequency of, and that can be very healing. And I also remove blocks, energetic blocks that are stored inside the person's body. And I step into people's energy and find out what the blocks are, where they're located, when they started, and usually it's between 3 and 7. And I remove them, it's what type of energetic block, and I remove them energy statements. They're sort of like incantations or affirmations. We call them more incantations that just command the universe or command matter to remove blocks. So it's removing blocks, but it's also hands-on work for me.
Now, so, Reiki is amazing. I've had a Reiki. I remember the first time I had a Reiki energy session. I was like, what you talking about, a massage with the clothes on? What are you talking about? You're going to move my energy. Girl, let me tell you, this guy was amazing. And I met him. We were both contestants on Let's Make a Deal. And we sat right next to each other, and we were both called up. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, okay, I'm going to follow up with you. I went up to L.A. That was the most amazing session I had ever had. I was exhausted, but I was also exhilarated because I felt the movement of the energy. And you have to be very careful because when you open yourself up like that, what is going to come in? And as you said before, a way of cleansing yourself is through meditation, is through diet, is through understanding what you're doing and how you're communicating with people. So brains, do not be afraid of alternative modalities. This is all the rave, okay? Everybody's doing it. Popping pills or going under the knife, if you have to do that, I respect that as well. But if that is not your choice, check out the Reiki, check out the energy healing, because there are blocks. And a lot of times people say that your pain or your disease is embedded in your body because you do have these blockages here and that you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you work with your clients, do you give them tools that they are able to take away? Because again, they're not going to always work with you. I mean, you know, they're not going to work for you. Maybe they will, but for the most part, they're going to work through what they have to work through and then move on. But do you also give them tools and resources that they can reach back on and work and heal themselves as well?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I do give homework. It's not really homework. It's more like fun homework. More like fun work. But I can certainly give you one example that would be a good takeaway. Anytime you feel an uncomfortable feeling or a negative thought or anything like that, what you can say to yourself is, I'm an infinite being. I reclaim my power. I send the energy of this belief back where it came from. I love and approve myself. Thank you.
Oh, so that's totally honoring. That is totally honoring yourself. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, Denise, you know, those are great tips. I'm so glad to know that you are in a healing space, that you are aware, that you are conscious, and that you've poured all this into the pages of Speak Your Truth, the book that is on Amazon, and that you're working with clients right now to better their mindset so that they can heal whatever it is, spiritually, financially, holistically, energetically, relationships. You know, this all works together for the good. Thank you so much for being here with me on The Edge, Denise. You are amazing. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you to purchase the book, in addition to purchase the book, to have a consultation with you and maybe become a client.
Okay. So I start with an introductory session. It's just a phone session, and it's 30 minutes. And we just determine if with me makes sense. I'll also, it'll be like a sample session or a mini session where I'll remove, I'll tell you what your blocks are. I won't remove them, but I will tell you what your block is, what your biggest block is. And we'll just discuss whether working with me makes sense. All you need to do is, if you're interested in an introductory session, you can go on www.denisedorfman.com, and there's a button that you can press, and I get an email almost immediately, and then we can talk from there. And so it's spelled Denisedorfman.com. So, and you can get my book, Speak Your Truth. You can recover from lupus anywhere where books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, even BalboaPress.com. Hmm. And it's pretty much everywhere you can look. So,
and hit like, love, or wow at the bottom of the posting of this video or the audio on Blog Talk Radio, and be entered to win a copy of Speak Your Truth, How She Recovered or How I Recovered from Lupus. This has been a great educational session. Thank you for deep diving with me and explaining what you experienced with lupus and how people can adjust, modify, or incorporate these things into their life. If you're currently under a doctor's care, we always want you to continue that treatment because that is what you're doing and that what is going to work for you. But this is also something that you can incorporate that might work even better. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me and my brains, Denise.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, brains, go and subscribe to everything, okay? We're raising those numbers, and they are incredible. 59,000 in 39 countries. Who does that? But brains, we are on LinkedIn, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, Mixcloud, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, we're all over the planet. You know what? Because we're trying to deliver some good stuff to you. So thank you so much. Come back and keep us abreast of what's going on, your progress. We send you love and light and beautiful energy, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye, brains. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.